This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The centre today reduced the central excise duty on petrol and diesel by 10 rupees per litre, each for domestic consumption, and also imposed export duties on diesel and aviation turbine fuel, ATF, to ensure adequate availability and protect consumers from rising global oil prices triggered by the West Asia crisis. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, Chairman of the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, Vivek Chaturvedi, said the move aims to discourage exports at a time when international prices have surged sharply.
Yesterday, we came up with certain export duties in the form of special additional excise duty and a road infrastructure cess. Both these duties and cess have been imposed on the export of diesel and the aviation turbine fuel. Duties on petrol are nil at present. So the duties which have been imposed on diesel and ATF. However, the rates will be reviewed on a fortnightly basis. The idea behind having these changes is to prioritize a domestic availability of these products and at the same time to ensure an energy security for the country in the midst of global uncertainty.
Joint Secretary, Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said India currently has sufficient crude inventories with supplies secured for the next 2 months. The central government has also decided to increase the commercial LPG allocation of states to 70%, with 20% allocation given to industries such as steel, automobile, textile and other labor-intensive industries. Announcing this in a social media post, Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said that the move aims to ease the supply of commercial LPG. He added that priority will be given to those industries where piped gas is not a substitute. Parliament has given its nod to the Finance Bill 2026 and the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026 with the Rajya Sabha, returning it today after consideration, completing the budgetary exercise. The Lok Sabha had already passed the Finance Bill 2026 and the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026. The finance bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2026-27. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary had moved the bill in the House. Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026 seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2026-27. Replying to a discussion, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, the government is committed to shielding its citizens from global oil price shocks while maintaining supply stability in a highly volatile international environment. She said diesel and petrol prices remain unchanged despite volatility in crude oil prices due to West Asia crisis. Initiating the discussion, Congress MP Shakti Singh Gohil said there are no serious changes in the tax structure, but the government has done only a little tinkering. Later, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day after completing its business. The Defence Acquisition Council, DAC, chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, today cleared proposals worth 2,38,000 crore rupees to augment defence capabilities. Ministry of Defence said that approval was accorded for the Indian Army's Air Defence Track System, Armoured Piercing Tank Ammunition, High Capacity Radio Relay, Dhanush Gun System and Runway Independent Aerial Surveillance System. For the Indian Air Force, proposals were cleared for the procurement of medium transport aircraft, S-400 long-range surface-to-air missile system, remotely piloted strike aircraft, and overhaul of Su-30 aero engine aggregates. The government has said that 68 transmitters have been sanctioned under the Broadcasting Infrastructure Network Development BIND scheme, which will expand EIR coverage from 70% in 2021 to 81%. The scheme is a central sector scheme for the development, modernization and upgradation of broadcasting infrastructure of Doordarshan and Akashvani in the country. In archery, India won 10 medals at the Asia Cup World Ranking Tournament Stage 1 in Bangkok today. Compound archers dominated the competition, taking mixed team gold and sweeping the entire men's individual podium. India finished with 2 gold, 4 silver and 4 bronze medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.